From the very beginning of the story of our religion and our faith, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, from the very beginning, the moment that the good news of the resurrection of Christ came out to the world, through the eyewitnesses of the women when they saw him and his disciples, from the very beginning, they began also fighting the good news. It is a great joy to be with you here this morning, this most awesome and beautiful Holy Saturday morning. We call it First Resurrection, Proti Anastasi. It's actually the resurrection of Christ indeed. You have witnessed by the Word of God through the Gospel of Matthew the resurrection and how it was perceived and experienced by those who fear God and those who hate God, by those who were indeed repentive disciples of His all the 3 years of His ministry upon this earth. Those who abandoned him when he was at the cross, and those who could not find a place to place his body when he was in the tomb. But they came repentive, like we did this morning, to receive his blessing, to receive the promise that through repentance, forgiveness comes to all of us. For the resurrection of Christ, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, is nothing else but the entrance to the Holy Kingdom, the belief that you and I, like the first witnesses of His resurrection, the women and then the disciples, believed with their own eyes the physical resurrection of their Lord and Savior, their teacher that was crucified. That belief, it is a challenge for us today as it was back 2,000 and some years ago. The belief of the physical resurrection, not only of the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, but for us as well. It is something that is confounded by reasoning that we humans have, which is very, very fickle. We are called this morning, urging God to resurrect Himself, Anasta o Theos. For what? Unless we are prepared to change our lives, to make ourselves disciples, as He said in the Gospel today, going out to the world and preach and baptize everyone in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But the question for you and I is to what depth that faith is. To what comfort zone do we tread upon it? Can we leave really our comfort zone and make other people a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more peaceful, a little bit more understanding? Instead, we send missiles and we bomb people left and right. Instead, we have quarrels in our midst. Instead, we see the body of Christ being an organization, not the body of Christ. Instead, we do everything that those first unbelieving Hebrews did by paying money to those guards to say that that was a fake news, the resurrection of Christ. We do that, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, as you and I have come today to rejoice the resurrection of Christ. We need to take this into heart. The resurrection means nothing unless you and I act upon it. we become activists for the name and the sake of the risen Lord. We become agents of change. This is what you have come here this morning to hear, the news of the resurrection of Christ. This is what we're going to say tonight upon the all-night vigil that we will have in the middle of the night, that Christ has risen from the dead, so that he can give us the possibility to act on his behalf. Christ is not a leader of some kind of organization. Christ did not ask the vote of anybody. He came as a poor carpenter. He died unknown. That is the way that Christ, God, sees us. Not with our wealth, our beauty, our education. He sees us as poor carpenters. That's the way we're going to walk together into the kingdom of God. Today, you and I, we come to kiss the feet of the crucified love. Today, we come to taste his body and his blood so that we may become, hopefully and prayerfully, a little bit more sensitive to the message of Christian faith. Come and receive the communion today, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, with a small prayer in your hearts, that when you turn around to leave this church this morning, and yet even this night, that you will change a little bit more, if not yourselves, the people around you. Stretch your arms away from your comfort zone. Let God, Christ the crucified, the buried and yet resurrected, come inside of you and give you that courage that you need to stand up. May his love and his compassion and his mercy be upon us as we're celebrating all day today and for the next 40 days and hopefully throughout our lives, his resurrection. For that is the point where we begin the real life, eternal life in Christ our Lord. Amen.